Hi everybody, a sort of a check-in really on what we mean by the term separation. I'll read it out. Hi Claire, thank you so much for all your wonderful courses. Oh, isn't that lovely? I know I'm not active in your groups, but I listen to you every day and I'm loving the content. Brilliant. I'm so glad to hear it. Life is better, but without really being able to pinpoint why or what's changed. I feel lighter, relationships are more content. And generally, life seems to flow better. So, thank you. I'm wondering if you could speak more about no separation. At first, I totally didn't get this concept because to the eye, everything looks separate. And I assume we can all agree that there is an apparent reality of separate bodies and objects. Moving deeper in, however, I'm beginning to understand the concept as in nothing can exist outside of my perception. So, moment to moment, life and everything that happens is being created from within me. And the life that this body mind system is living is a playing out of its internal conditioning. Does that encapsulate it? Thank you. PS, I know there's no I, it's just so cumbersome writing body mind system all the time. And is it necessary? Okay, so we'll get onto that one bit in a second. But first of all, yes, brilliant. So I think what's happened here is the listener has described, as I see it, there's two huge reasons why there's no such thing as separation. And the listener has described the first of those, as in nothing can exist separately from the perceiver. There's no possibility that how anything appears can exist in that precise form, other than through the perceiver in that exact moment. And so there is no separation between perceived and perceiver. It's the same thing. It's made of the same thing. And yeah, so nothing can exist outside of my perception, is what she's saying. So moment to moment, life and everything that happens is being created from within me. Yes, we'll come on to what that me is in a moment. And the life that this body mind system is living is a playing out of its internal conditioning. Yes. So the internal conditioning, the perceptual limits, the sensory thresholds, the benchmark, the sort of limitations on the senses, the learned responses, the experiences had to date, the associations, the meanings, the memories, the preferences, all of it are essentially creating what's perceived. Yeah. So what's being perceived really exists within us, doesn't it? So that's the first area. Then the second area of which shows no possibility of separation is that what is it that enables that perception? So that we could say to a large extent, perception is personal, temporal, locatable, relative. It's all brought into this moment, this space, this body mind. But what is it that allows that body mind to exist? What is it that creates the space in which that those perceptions are registered? And so these questions now are turning us away from the relative and the temporary and the located in time and space to what isn't. What is absolute, what is infinite, and which is enabling perception, without which there would be no perception in the first place. And that is consciousness, or it's the aliveness animating the body, or it's the intelligence of the sort of energetic intelligence of life that is creating a sensory form. And so the perception arises because of the absolute. And there can be no separation in the absolute. There's no possibility of dividing up life, is there? It appears in the form, but the life force, that thing, whatever it is, God, mind can have no idea really, is intangible. It can't even be reached to classify and categorize. So categorically there is no separation. Now, so this postscript, I know there's no I, it's just so cumbersome writing body mind system all the time. Is it necessary? Yes, because the I is not the body mind system. And this is, you know, it's a very easy sort of identification to make. I am this body-mind system, but no, the body-mind system is this continually changing appearance arising within the permanence of existence that we really are. So how can the I be the body-mind system if everything about the body-mind system changes according to the lens through which it's perceived? You know, I just there's a podcast I've just done on a listener wrote, why does experience change so dramatically? And the listener described one day feeling absolutely suicidal, and then the next day that had completely gone. So one moment the body mind is not worthy of being alive, it's held in such hopelessness with the idea of such lack and limitation that it should not exist, and then the next moment that's gone. So what is, where are we in all of that? We can't be the body mind, because it's there's no actual substance to it. There's no constancy to it. You know, if we could say, on one day we could say, what I am is suicidal. What I am is unworthy. That's what I am. I'm defining myself as that. I exist in there. That's what I am. I am this unworthy body mind. But then the next day, that whole sense of hopelessness has disappeared. And yet there's still existence. There's still this deep knowing of beingness. And yet everything about the old identification is gone. So I cannot be that. I can't be the body mind. I must be the permanent existence in which that body mind appears, or that enables the appearance of the body mind. You see, so it's necessary that we continually correct our misidentification as the body mind, because it's not what we are. It's what's appearing because of what we are, or thanks to what we are, or within what we are, but it's not what we are.
Oh,
so good, isn't it? Yeah. So it's a brilliant question. I love how you articulate the impossibility of the impossibility of separation. And thank you very much. Lots of love to you. Bye.